Again, here is Jenny So from the Chinese University of Hong Kong.
If you read traditional Chinese histories, the first emperor represented as a fearsome tyrant and a dictator who very ruthlessly killed and gobbled up all the neighboring states and all the other territory and so forth to make it his own. And he was also portrayed as an emperor who ruled by might, by force, by military force, and did not respect the educated, and therefore was supposed to have burnt all the books that were known in the country at the time and buried scholars. The other accusation levied against the first emperor was that he mobilized an army, literally, of labor to do the things that he wanted done for himself out of his own super ambitious ideas. One of the most famous things that he did was to build the Great Wall of China. The history books would tell us that he would bring in forced labor from all around the country that he is now the emperor and force these people to work day and night on the wall. And hence we have what is now called Great Wall of China. So this was all part of the lore and the myth surrounding this emperor. And perhaps he might have done something like that. But on the other hand, his legacy was almost as much as his sins, you might say, because he gave us the terracotta army that we see today, the eighth wonder of the world, and he put in place a governmental system that enabled China to become what it is today.